The curtain will rise again on 18 Broadway musicals now that a musician's strike has been settled. The musicians' dispute with the League of American Theaters and Producers had shut down all but one of Broadway's musicals since last Friday. Jeff London reports from New York.
In a denouement worthy of classical drama, Jed Bernstein, president of the League of American Theaters and Producers, says New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg ended the bitter four-day Broadway musician strike with a deus ex machina.
Well, that's got from a machine. That's the old Greek drama, the way the plays were resolved. The gods would descend from the sky and make everybody happy. It was Bloomberg ex machina. The drama of being summoned to Gracie Mansion, being told that nobody was going anywhere until this got worked out, and the mayor not only participating but recruiting this third-party mediator, and it really made the difference.
With New York City's economy losing an estimated $7 million a day and negotiations at a standstill, Mayor Bloomberg called representatives from the Musicians Union and the Producers League to Gracie Mansion at 9 o'clock last night. Dr. Frank Macchiarola, president of St. Francis College and a former New York City schools chancellor, mediated. Both parties stayed up all night to come to a resolution. And while each side had to make difficult concessions, Bloomberg said the end result was satisfying.
People will have jobs as musicians, which is what matters to them. The public will get the ability to hear great live music, which is what matters to them. The theater owners and producers will have better economics, which will hopefully get them to bring to Broadway even more plays, which is what everybody wants. And I think it's a win-win-win all around.
The conflict between the musicians and the producers centered around the size of Broadway's orchestras. For years, the musicians have been protected by a contractually obligated minimum number of musicians per theater, around 25 for the larger houses. Initially, the producers wanted to eliminate the minimums. They later changed their stance and made several offers, ending with a final number of 15. The musicians rejected the offer and walked. While the producers were ready to run their shows with virtual orchestras, computers hooked up to synthesizers, the actors and stagehands refused to cross the picket lines. In the new contract, the orchestral minimums will be 18 or 19 players, says Musicians Union President Bill Moriarty.
Technology doesn't always win, and it didn't win this time. And while we have made some reductions in the house minimums, we have preserved live Broadway, and we continue to have the largest staff minimums in the world, and we will continue to provide the best music that you will ever hear in your life.
While the new agreement will last for the next 4 years, the staff minimums are guaranteed for 10. Also part of the deal was a revision of the special situations clause in the contract, which will make it easier for producers to petition for an orchestra size below the mandated minimums for artistic reasons. With the strike resolved, tonight all of Broadway's musicals will reopen, says Jed Bernstein.
The lights of Broadway will be fully bright and lit tonight. We're hoping the audiences will come back and celebrate with us that the family is reunited.
The curtain has closed on this latest Broadway drama, but hang on till next season. The producer's agreement with Actors Equity is up for renegotiation. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.